On the other side of the Capitol building today, an extraordinary moment on the floor of the House of Representatives. Bill Thomas, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, viewed as one of the smartest, most powerful, and acerbic lawmakers on Capitol Hill, broke down in tears for his role in an episode that has brought relations between Democrats and Republicans in the House to a new low. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Today's dramatic moment capped days of bitter behind-the-scenes squabbling between Democrats and Republicans. It started last Friday when Ways and Means Democrats left a committee meeting in protest of a pension reform bill they said they weren't given time to read. They holed up in a small library behind the meeting room. Committee Chairman Bill Thomas called the Sergeant-at-Arms and the U.S. Capitol Police to intervene in the dispute. Since then, Democrats have repeatedly attacked Chairman Thomas and the Republican leadership of the House for what they called unfair, undemocratic tactics. Thomas's Republican colleagues defended him, saying the authorities were called because the one Democrat who stayed in the committee meeting, California's Pete Stark, made rude and threatening remarks. And so when Chairman Thomas walked onto the House floor today, he faced hushed colleagues.
In hindsight, calling the Sergeant-at-Arms for help in the committee room, I still believe was good judgment. My instruction to use the Capitol Police if necessary in the library was not. I learned a very painful lesson on Friday. As members, you deserve better judgment from me, and you'll get it.
Thomas's remarks received a standing ovation. Charles Rangel, the top Democrat on the Ways and Means Committee, followed Thomas to the floor and accepted his act of contrition. But after the floor speeches, Rangel and other leading Democrats said the dispute is not over yet. The legislation Democrats were protesting on Friday afternoon is now considered approved by the Ways and Means Committee. Rangel vowed to stop that legislation from coming to a vote on the House floor. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.